Blog Talk Radio.
May your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your troubles show that you need God, and may your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may your
thank y'all so much for coming out.
May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your bad days prove that God is good. Come on. May your whole life
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, God is good, and we're going to kick it off with a round of applause for our Almighty God. He is good all the time. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful, wonderful song there, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to give credit to the artist there, Jonathan McReynolds. God is good. So we thank God for the wonderful artist and the word of God coming forth in that. In that song as well. God bless the artist tonight. Yeah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we just thank you for being with us today, those live on the line and those listening later on the broadcast as well. Thank you so much, Elder Kevin Vaughn, here with you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for who he is. Through the Father, through the Son, and through the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God, and we thank God for the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw, not only over the years, but right now, today, and forevermore. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc and the wonderful Crenshaw family. Thank you so much, Doc and Bishop. Amen. Praise God. Y'all continue to pray for your leaders that help keep you in the faith each and every day, each and every week, in Jesus' name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop and Doc tonight. Hey, our information here tonight is a little quick announcements. Hey, the number, 347-843-4559. Most of you got that locked in your phone. That is wonderful. Every Tuesday evening, Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, 7 p.m. Central Time. Hey, 347-843-4559. You guys can text that out because you never know who will be blessed by the words of Doc and Bishop tonight as he prays and as Doc comes on and shares her wisdom and the word of God as well. That number, 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number for tonight. Hey, we're going to open up the lines later on, guys. I want you guys to participate if you like. You can have a prayer request, comment, or if you have a praise report, feel free to do that. We're going to open up the lines a little later. Hit star one on your phone, star one. I'll repeat that a little later on. So for those who are coming on a little later on, star one put you in the queue. Let me know you want to come on and talk to Doc and Bishop on the line tonight. Again, if you have a prayer request, which is so important, praise report, of course, or if you have a comment or question tonight for Bishop and Doc, we'll be glad to take those a little later on. Hey, our scripture for tonight is Isaiah. I want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter of Isaiah, chapter 40. That's 40. We're going to read tonight just a portion of that, 28 through 31 tonight, verses 28 through 31 on the Word of God tonight. So we thank God for Isaiah 40 and 28 through 31 are the verses tonight. Let's get a Lord a hand and clap of praise for the Word of God. It's coming forth, guys. It's coming forth. Amen. Amen. Can you believe it, guys? It's the holiday season already, so we praise God for the season where we celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for that, and we want you guys to have an awesome, awesome holiday each and every day. We celebrate, get to a point where you celebrate Jesus every day. You ain't going to wait once a year, that's for sure. We're going to celebrate him every day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, let's go to the Word. This is Prayer Time with Bishop and Doc tonight. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah 40, verse starting at verse 28 through 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Amen. Neither is weary. Now, I'm going to stop right there just to give God praise for who he is and that statement right there. Thank you. Amen. As I continue, there is no searching of his understanding. Now that one too, that's another round of applause right there for the Almighty. There is no searching of his understanding. And I'm going to be the first to say, I have no idea what the Lord is doing, but he knows what he's doing. And I don't have to try to understand it all. We just got to trust God. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth, ladies and gentlemen, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they, this is it, guys. But they, that's us, put your name in there. But me, you, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and shall mount up with wings as eagles and shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. That's a powerful word like there, ladies and gentlemen. That's the word of the Lord. Y'all read that over and over again later on, okay? Yeah. Amen. Thank God for his wonderful, wonderful word, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't take for granted that everybody on the planet that's a believer can get the word. We're talking about even the believers. The believers can't even get the word some places around the world. So we thank God for the opportunity to be able to have a Bible either on our phone, tablet, computer. Of course, the hard copy as well, whatever way. Some people got pages of the Bible that they carry around, which is great too, but some people can't get it. So we thank God for his word, and we're able to to read it tonight. You beautiful. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop and John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. We're going to open up the mic for a bishop in a few seconds here. So, Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We want to give you a round of applause for just who you are, Bishop. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, Bishop. Yeah, welcome, Bishop. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you, sir.
Another day we can give him thanks. Well, we can give him thanks because he's been so merciful to us. We can give him thanks because he's been so good. He's worthy of all the praises that we can give to him. The Lord is worthy. As we pray tonight, we will be praying for families. We will be praying for finances. We'll be praying for souls. God, moved by his spirit in each area of our life as we pray the word to God tonight and believe God that God is going to answer our prayers. The Bible says the righteous cry and the Lord hear it and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all of their fears. As we give God the glory tonight because he alone is worthy of all the praise that we can give him. The word of the Lord in the book of Psalms 103, verses 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and he is righteous unto his children's children. And you know, God, as we believe God, as we pray, as the righteous, the Bible says, the righteous cry in the Lord hears. As we pray for families, God's going to bless their children, their family, their loved ones. God is going to protect them and keep them from the danger of this world. God is able to protect us and keep us. As we pray the word, know that God watches over his word to perform it. Isaiah 59:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void. But it will accomplish that I flee. It will prosper into the thing whereto I send it. God, we give you thanks tonight for your word. And we give you praise. And we call it so even now. Because you said it, God, where two or three touching the ground with it, asking anything in your name that you will be in the midst. Father, we give you glory tonight. In Deuteronomy chapter number 8 and verse 18, it says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who giveth you the ability to produce wealth. The ability, God gives you the ability to obtain it, to get wealth. He gives you the ideal. He gives you the creativity to be able to create the wealth that you get. God gives you that ability. God has given all of us that ability as we abide in his word and we take him at his word and we trust him because everything is healed. It is healed. It is Jesus. It belongs to the Lord, the God Almighty, the creator of the world. He is everything. And not only that, we pray for souls tonight. We pray for souls. And the Bible let us know in the book of Matthew 4, chapter verse number 19, and he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishmen of men. God is going to give you the ability to pray and the creativity that you can win the lost in him by believing his word and standing on the word and declaring his word in every situation that we don't have to give up. We can speak the word and believe God and know that he's going to come and bring it to pass. Know that he's going to bring it about. The Bible lets us know that Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In other words, God's time, and God is always on time. God is never late, and he never never, never lose a case. God never loses. He always wins. His timing is not our time. One writer said his thoughts are not like our thoughts, neither his ways. So when God said he's going to do a thing in our life, we can take him at his word, knowing that God is going to perform what he said. Jesus made it God, as he, Jesus is, that been sent to the earth realm, the God, and if we obey his word and speak the word of God and obey it and believe it, and we got to believe it, the one writer said, he that cometh to God must believe that he will, and he will reward of those that are dealing to seek him, and he will reward. In other words, in the natural, if you was in a race, you would get rewarded if you win, but God is saying, I'm going to reward you because you obeyed me and believed me. I'm going to reward you. I'm going to reward you. In other words, you cannot lose when Jesus is on your side. You cannot lose when God is in control of your life. You cannot lose no matter what it looks like, because we pray and we stand in faith and knowing that God has already answered our prayer. We don't have to give up on our loved ones. We don't have to give up on our finances that God has promised to us, but we must do something about it. We got to get up and do the work. We got to get up and do the work. We got to obey the word of God. We got to speak the word of God. We got to trust the word of God. And as we hold fast to the promises of God, know that God is going to bring it to pass in our lives. As we thank him tonight, Father, we thank you because now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. We give you praise in advance. We thank you for it. It's already done, God. We create and declare change in the lives of your people everywhere. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you sent your only begotten Son, and he shed his blood, and he got up out of the grave on the third day with all power in his hand. And Father, you have given us that ability that we can speak those things to be not, and they shall become the past as we hold fast to the word of God in decree and declare. We thank you tonight, God, the blessings of the Lord, make it rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, Lord, for your word. God, you have promised us that you will never leave us nor forsake us, but you will be with us always, even until the end of the world. And we give you praise tonight. We pray for every family tonight. You know every situation. You know every circumstance. The Bible says, Lord, when we know not what to pray for, our spirit may make intercession with groaning which cannot be uttered. Father, we thank you, God, in advance. It's already done. Every situation, whether it be a sickness of the body that needs to be healed, God, we thank you that you are able to dry up cancer, God. You thank you, God, you're able to heal diabetes, God. We thank you, God, you're able to regulate, God, in the name of Jesus, every sickness and disease and cure it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it right now. And we thank you, God, for financial blessings over the people of God. God, as you open doors, God, as the open doors, God, as they apply for the jobs, as they apply, God, in the name of Jesus, that you give them instruction, God, in the name of Jesus, as they go to apply for that job, as they go to sign for that position, God. We thank you, God, in advance, that you will bless them, God. You will give them favor that passes all understanding. You will give them favor, God, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you will give them promotion, God, because the Bible said no. Promotion neither comes from the east or the west, but it comes from you, God. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for financial blessing in their lives, God, that you are open doors. And God, and you have given them the ability to obtain wealth, God, as they fly, as they put out the application, as they do put in the work, God, as they do whatever is needed to be done according to your will, it will take place, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, you're touching hearts, God, you're touching minds, God, you're touching souls, God. We thank you, God, you're healing the children tonight, you're healing the child tonight, you're healing that husband, that wife, that family tonight. We give you glory in advance. And God, we thank you, you're saving to the utmost, God. And you have given us, God, and God, that we speak the word, God, over that soul, God. We speak life. We speak abundant life, that you would change their lives, that you would release them out of the hands of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. You would deliver them whatever addiction that they may have in their lives, that you will bring deliverance, God, from camp. You will bring deliverance from whatever it may be, whether it be alcohol, whether it be drugs, or whether it be whatever kind of addiction they may have, God, that you will bring a deliverance. God, open their eyes, God, that they may see, God. Open their spiritual eyes, that they may see, God, that they need salvation. And Father, we give you glory, God, as you test their hearts, God, as you deal with them, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory for it. Tonight, we praise you in advance, God. We thank you for what you've already done for family, God. We thank you for family, God. You're uniting them back together one to another. And Father, we give you praise and we give you glory tonight. We magnify your name. We call those things that be not as though they already are. We give you praise in advance, God. We thank you. You're making provision for that family, God. You're making big provision for that child, God. You're making provision for that mother and husband, God. You're making provision, God, in the name of Jesus. You know every circumstance. And Father, we give you glory tonight. We praise you tonight. We thank you, God, that we are healed, God. We thank you they are healed from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Whatever the condition may be, whether it be high blood pressure, God, whether it be diabetes, whether it be cancer, whether it be, oh, whatever those diseases might be, maybe a spirit of depression, God, you are able to destroy that yoke because you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chest of our people on it, but it's with your sight. We are already healed. And we thank you in advance right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the safety of that child tonight. We pray for the safety of that family tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will take them, allow them to turn back home safely, God. That person that may have been missing, God, that child that may have been missing, God, that mother that may have been missing, God, you already know. God, in the name of Jesus, you have been able to meet every need. You have been able to give them a safe place, a safe haven, God, whether it be in a home, God. Let that be a safe place for them. And, Father, we give you glory. Only in you. You can cover them in your blood. Then no evil shall come near thy dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake them. No sickness or disease shall be able to overtake them. God, we thank you for long life tonight, God. And we give you praise, God. We give you glory tonight. We thank you, God. You have promised us as we abide in you and your word abide in us. We can ask whatever we will, and it shall be done. And we give you thanks tonight. And we thank you in advance as we pray for our nation as well, God. We need you as never before. God, in the name of Jesus, cover that. Look at our government, God. Look at our president, God. Look on all of those in the leadership position, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over their lives tonight, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their families, God. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood. We thank you tonight. We give you glory. We bless your name for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your long suffering with us, God. We thank you, God, for your promises that's coming to pass in the life of your people. We give you glory tonight. We pray for that family, God, that mother tonight. We pray that individual, God, that are looking for a job. We pray, God, that you will open that door as they go to apply, God, that they will receive that job. As they go to fill out the application, whether it be on the computer, whether they ever be, God, that you will bless them. And Father, we give you glory. Give them your direction, even at that decision they make about the job they're about to take, God, that position they're about to receive, God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Even as they be being blessed with the unanswered, God, let them, God, be faithful to you, God, that they will use their financial lose it well, wisely, God, in the name of Jesus. God, because you said you wish above all that we may prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. We thank you for it tonight. We give you glory and honor you tonight because you alone is worthy of all the praises and glory. We pray, God, for pastors tonight, God. We pray for the leaders of government, God. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for family. We pray for those that's in school, though. We pray for the teachers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for safety, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that as they go to school, that they'll be in a safe haven place And Father, we cover them in your blood, God. And we give you glory. We praise you tonight. We thank you for the season that we're living in, God. God, we thank you for the season in our lives, God, that we will stand firm on your word, and we will decree and declare your word, and we'll stand up for the truth and for righteousness. Father God, keep our minds and keep us meek and humble before you. Keep us walking upright before you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight. We praise your name. Lord, go look on that person tonight that don't know you, that they will come to know you as the Lord and Savior. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for the blessings of God. We thank you for the promise of God that's coming to pass in their lives. Even now, we thank you that you have blessed us. You have blessed us in a place in our lives. You have blessed us, God, spiritually. You have blessed us naturally. You have blessed us financially, God. We give you glory for all, because, God, you are the one that have done it. God, you are the one that have given us the ability to obtain the wealth. And, Father, we give you praise for it tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. That was the voice of Bishop Crenshaw praying for you, praying for our families, praying for our nation, praying for our world in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Doc as well, Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, welcome to the broadcast as well. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Elder Kevin, and praise God for that prayer from Bishop Crenshaw tonight as we pray for families, our cities, for those that need healing, and our finances. All of these things are things that we could personally consider or are needful in our lives. All of these things. We consider our family. I don't think there's anyone that's not concerned about their loved ones, those that may not know the Lord, and it may be heavy on your heart, even during this season and this time, particularly for those who have lost loved ones. They did not know the Lord. And for those who may be sick, and some of those that may be struggling even in their finances, all of these things are things that can create crisis and concerns in our lives. But I'm reminded of a scripture that Bishop quoted as he was praying and said these words: God has a plan for our lives. And what we need to do is pray and seek the Lord that we come in alignment with the perfect will of God for our lives. But 3 John 2 says this: Beloved, John said this, beloved, I wish above all things. Now, the word all means just what it said. Everything that he prayed about, everything that we consider is a concern in our lives, because the word of the Lord says he perfected those things that concern of us, not the things that we're concerned with. That's a difference. But God is constantly, even the things that seems to be a struggle or that we appear to be fighting against us, God has allowed that thing. Why? Because the word has declared all things work together for good. Them who love the Lord have called according to his purpose. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even, and this is the key word here, even as our soul prosper. What is the soul? It is the mind of you. It is your thoughts. It's the way you're thinking. So are you thinking or believing that you're coming out of the situation? Are you? What are your thoughts? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to meditate yourself into lullaby. Sometimes we can put ourselves into a state of depression and oppression by our thoughts. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Sometimes it's not necessarily the next person that is releasing negative stuff upon our lives or saying certain things about us, because you need to know how to balance it all. Praise God, if that's not you, don't you receive that in your spirit? If that has nothing to do with you, don't you receive it? So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the Bible tells us, even as your soul. So this scripture is powerful, because it seems to me that the Lord is giving a whole lot, the writer John, he is giving a whole lot of focus on soul prosperity. Let me say that again, even as your soul prosper, even as. So it's important, first of all, that we get our thinking right, get our thoughts straight, because we need to prosper in our thinking. Praise God. Think yourself out of defeat. Think yourself out of poverty, because, amen, the greatest idea or the most simplest idea that you think is nothing may be the idea that will put you in a wealthy place. I wish you quoted that scripture, Deuteronomy 18:18, I believe it was. The Lord gives us ability to get wealth. He gives us the ability, the skill set. That's why those individuals over there may be listening or still in the workplace, God can just put you there for you to dry up with your skill set, give it all over to that company. He gave it to you so you can link that skill set to the kingdom. To the kingdom. That's what he wants you to take that gifting and link it to the kingdom. That way you'll be able to discover your abilities beyond just going to work and getting a paycheck. Greater, there's a greater in you. There's a greater that's listening. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, because John said it so clearly. I wish above all the hell you go through, all the challenges you go through, all the defeat, all the many times you've been disappointed, all the many times that people have disappointed you. Where the Lord said, above all things, all challenges, all whatever it may be, this is my desire, that you may prosper and be in what? Some good health. Good health. So consider that is the will of the Lord for you, even as your soul begins to prosper. Why? Because even Paul said it like this in the book of Thessalonians 5:23, I pray God that your whole, not part of it, your whole spirit, all of your soul, all of your mind and body be preserved until the coming of the Lord. That word preserved is key, because preserved means to keep in its original state, in its original state or its present state. Now, we need to think about that, because the original state of man was created in the perfection and the likeness of God. That's where God wants us to be. We strive to be like him. Preserve. I want my thoughts to be like him. Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? So I want to be conscious of keeping myself healthy in the things that I put in my body, spirit, soul, and body. And I want my heart. This is what David said, creating me a clean heart. And within me the right spirit, O Lord. So I encourage you tonight, when you are feeling somewhat defeated or feel like you're not where you need to be or want to be in life, remember this scripture, that God wishes above all. He was speaking through John. All. Well, let me say it through the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah in 29:11 said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, you need to expect what God is expecting. You need to start expecting and looking for and hoping and believing what God has already planned for your life. Praise the Lord. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. There's a greater in everybody that's listening. But we got to hold on. We got to speak the word of God. As Bishop was praying tonight, you must pray the word. When you're considering what you're going through or situation, whether it be finances, family, and she quoted the word tonight, because the enemy hates the word of God. So when we pray, consider the scripture and consider the word of the Lord and release it in the atmosphere. Why? Because God said, my word would not return void. It's going to prosper in the things where I sent it. It's going to prosper and bring you to an expected end. So be encouraged tonight and put that situation, whatever you may be going through, put it on the altar and know that God is yet sovereign and he's yet able. And there is nothing that God cannot do. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. What powerful words from Dr. Crenshaw, Lady Jones Bishop's wife. Thank you so much, Doc. Powerful. I was taking notes, folks. I hope y'all are taking some notes. Just wanted to share those real quickly. Doc talked about thinking. We got to think about what she said, guys, about the word. What's the word saying about what we're talking about here, right? What's the word say? So we got to think about these things. You got to get the understanding of what Doc and Bishop have prayed and shared with us tonight. And then you got to go to the Word. What's the Word say about the situation, right? What's the Word say about us? And that's what we go by. We don't go by everything else. We go by what's God say in the Word of God about us, about our situation. So we are overcomers, and especially through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are definitely winners, folks. We win because Jesus has gone through the cross. He said, it is finished. And now he's given us the power to overcome all things through his blood and through his power. So we thank God for the Word tonight. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit. We thank God for Jesus as well. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. That was powerful. I know you all have been blessed tonight as well. Hey, we're getting ready to go to the lines, guys. Go to the lines, and we want to hear from a few of you all tonight, but feel free to come on, hit star one on your phone, star one. Some of you already know the phone number, so you're okay there. Praise God. But hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment or question for Doc and Bishop tonight. God bless you tonight. Appreciate you so much. And we always love to hear from Brother John. Brother John, God bless you, man. God bless you. Amen. Brother John, you're on tonight. If you're a family there tonight, God bless you. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. All right, we'll come back. Sister Sarah, I know you're excited tonight, ma'am. God bless you tonight. God bless you. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. Amen.
Yes. I am so excited. With Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, a powerful duo, a powerful team in the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful. Yes. I'm so thankful that they're coming through like soldiers for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And being
Amen.
There for us to pray for everybody in the world. So that's a blessing. And I'm thankful to the Lord for everyone. And I wanted, if it's okay, I just wanted prayer.
Yes.
For my daughter, just so that she can walk in the footsteps of the Lord. That she would keep walking in the footsteps of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Sister Sarah. Yes, as Bishop and Doc share, we got to pray for our family. We got to cover our family. So, yes, in Jesus' name, that's always for our family, in Jesus' name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're opening up the lines now. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment or question, feel free to do that. I'm going to mention the last four digits of your phone number if I don't recognize your number. So our next caller is 0645-0645. You're on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
God bless everyone that is on the line. I just want to say I truly thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop. They have truly been a blessing to me and my husband, Richard Stinson, and we are so grateful that God has given us that second time around and with them, and we just thank God. And my prayer is that God continue to keep them covered with his blood everywhere that they go. Everywhere that they go, and that God will pour into them new revelations and new visions of him. But I just want to say I truly thank God for my spiritual parents in the Lord. You all just have been a great blessing to me and my husband. And so that's all I have to say. I just couldn't be on the line and didn't say something.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Yes, we want to honor all our leaders, you know, that are keeping us in the faith. So, yes, we're right on with you on that one. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to make sure we don't miss anybody. I want to make sure we get Brother John's family. They like to say a few words as well. Brother John or the family is on tonight. You're on live with the bishop tonight. God bless you. Amen. So 6569, the last four digits, you're online right now. 6569, last four digits. You want to say a few words there. Amen. You may be just listening tonight. That's great. So thank you so much for that time tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Want to make sure we don't miss anybody tonight. Hit star one if you have a praise report or comment or question for Doc and Bishop tonight before we continue to move on. We thank you so much for being with us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep it moving, guys. At this time, we'll turn it back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much, sir.
Thank God. We thank God for each and every one tonight that's on the prayer line. We give God the glory and the praise for what he's doing in your life, and know that God is doing great things for you. He's doing great things for you as he continues to do great things for you and your family. As we continue to pray that God will continue to lead you forward, to just keep going forward in his word and keep holding fast to the promises of God, and know that God, they have not finished. As we pray for Sister Sarah's daughter, as she continues to walk with God, that God will give her the strength to endure whatever she has to come up against, or whatever trial or test she gets, she come up, that God will give her the strength to overcome every attack of the enemy. And because we're now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can think or ask. We thank you tonight for your people, God, and we give you glory. We praise you, and we trust you. We honor your word. God, you said in your word, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask whatever will and shall be done. And we thank you, and we call it so tonight as you continue to bless the people of God, as you continue to move forward in their lives and bless them, open doors, give them the breakthroughs like never before as we're leading out of 2023 into 2024. The God, that you will be them, cover them under your blood, cover them, keep them, and in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the avenues of blessing that you will send their way. Thank you, God, that you will bless them like you have never blessed them before. They will continue to walk in your will, and they will continue to walk in the will of God, and God, you will continue to bless them day by day. And Father, we give you praise and give them a new health, God, a new strength in their health and in their body, God, and to give them a new strength like they never had before. And God, we give you praise, and their spirit man will be renewed day by day. And Father, we thank you, God, that you would give them wisdom, God, to give them wisdom and knowledge, God, that will bless them. Then they put their hands to do, will be blessed, God. And may God, and we thank you for it, and we give you praise in Jesus' name for your grace and mercy. We thank you for Elder Kevin, even as he prepared us for each Tuesday night to be on the airways, God, in the prayer line. Father, we thank you, and we thank you for your minister's angels. God, encompass his family, God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every soul. We thank you for every soul tonight. Continue to bless them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, thank Bishop. You, thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. And I receive everything you said tonight in Jesus' name. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. And we thank God for you listening live tonight as well. And know that we're in prayer throughout the day. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't just wait till Tuesday, right? As Bishop reminds us, we pray all the time. No matter if we're on the air, off the air, we're still praying for you. So know that. And feel free to call somebody for prayer too, folks in your sphere of influence, right? Call the right people for prayer. So feel free if you ever need prayer confidentially there or whatever you need, give Elder Kevin a call. I'll be glad to take your call. Or if you want to get in touch with Bishop or Doc, give me a call. I'll be glad to pass it on to them. Well, that number is 404-401-0233. That's my number where you can call for prayer. I'd love to pray with you. Or if you want to get in touch with Doc or Bishop, let me know. We'll pass on the information to them as required. My number is 404-401-0233. We thank God for you. Bishop, we'll give it back to you for final closeout, sir. Thank you.
God bless everybody tonight. We're grateful to the Lord for you being on the prayer line. Continue to pray for one another. Love one another and let them know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. God bless you. God bless you. We thank you for Dr. Crenshaw for our words of exaltation tonight. We give God the glory. It was fire in our spirit, man. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop. Yes, it was inspiring. And thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, again as well, in Jesus' mighty name. And as a matter of fact, before we go to song, let's just thank God for this time that Bishop and Doc has given us tonight. Let's thank the Lord for them and thank God for who he is as well. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Yeah, remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about souls, right? It's all about souls. How are they going to know if nobody tells them, right? We're talking about somebody told me, somebody shared this with us, right? The word of God. Somebody shared the love of God with us, and the Spirit of God drew us in, and we accepted in Jesus' name. So we thank God for the Spirit of the Lord. We thank God for the teachers and the preachers and the bishops and the pastors and the ministers and the evangelists and the prophets and the teachers, all of the above. So we thank God for you. But we want to leave you with this, though. We want you to have a great rest of the evening, guys. Enjoy your family. Enjoy yourselves tonight. Also have a prosperous and productive week as well. I want to leave you with Marvin Winans. Who's going to tell them? If we don't tell them, folks, they won't know, right? So we got to start with our family, friends, colleagues, business partners, all those we meet. Change the narrative, folks. Change the subject. We can change the subject. We don't have to be rude about it. We just change it. If it doesn't happen, that's okay. But we want to make sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ is put out there as he has commanded us to make disciples of all men. So thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Marvin Winans, who's going to tell them? Take care, everybody. Appreciate you so much.
I can never get away from Pastor Delina without singing this song. It was a song that I wrote, probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time. And I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat. And as we were going through the city, we passed a bar. And all of a sudden, a fight broke out. And we kept riding. And one of the persons in the car remarks, "Well, that's a shame. They in there fighting. They ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's going to tell them Jesus loves them? Who's going to tell them there's a better way? And who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?" I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say, "Who's going to tell him Jesus loves him? Who's going to tell him there's a better way? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night today? Somebody's got to warn them. Somebody's got to tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's got to warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody got to tell them.
Somebody's got to tell them."
So I want to ask you, wherever you are, who's going to tell
them? Who's going to tell them?
Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on
them
so God can
turn their lives?
Who's gonna tell them?
Who's gonna tell them
Jesus loves them? Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? Stay with me, somebody gotta warn them. Somebody gotta tell them. So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, "I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loves
them.
I'm gonna tell them.
There's a better way.
I'm gonna warn them.
I'm gonna warn them.
Of the things coming on them.
Of the things coming on them.
Jesus right now. Somebody needs encouragement. Somebody needs encouragement right now. Gentlemen, no greater gift than Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, no greater way than through Jesus Christ. God has already told us that, and we believe that, and we thank God for his wonderful word and sending his son to redeem us back to himself. As we let you go here in a few seconds here, I want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. Hey, have a great rest of the evening. On behalf of the network and prayer time with Bishop and Doc, God bless you, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Have a great evening, everybody. And share Jesus with somebody this week. God bless you now. Take care. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Jesus. Amen.